Activists have released details of a plan to counter-protest an Indiana-based Ku Klux Klan group's rally in Dayton later this month. At a forum Thursday at Mount Eden Missionary Baptist Church, members of the Better Dayton Coalition and Dayton Police urged potential demonstrators to maintain their safety and consider staying home. As WISO's Jess Mador reports, Dayton Public Schools officials are also urging young people to steer clear of downtown Dayton during the May 25th Honorable Sacred Knights rally.
During the Klan rally, the Better Dayton Coalition is planning to gather for a counter-protest across the street on North Main. Organizers suggest demonstrators wear red as a show of solidarity. There's expected to be a big police presence, and the coalition's Yolanda Simpson is urging anyone who participates in counter-demonstrations to avoid violence or other activities that could lead to their arrest.
Bottom line, is there assault? Is there violence? That's all they care about. For that moment, at that second, on May 25th from 1 to 3, all they want to do is protect your persons. That's it.
Dayton police officers say they've studied the violence during the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, and they plan to keep Klan members apart from counter-protesters by fencing off Courthouse Square. Officials say no one would be allowed to enter or exit the perimeter during the rally. Dayton Public Schools is discouraging students from attending any protests May 25th. Superintendent Elizabeth Lolly says they want to educate students about the history of the Klan and peaceful protest in America.
To try and understand this situation that's occurring in Dayton and why this group is a hate group and why our students should really stay away.
The district is advising students to protest using social media instead. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.